I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Make this holiday season with the family an interactive one at the Tech Interactive in the heart of downtown San Jose, next to Christmas in the Park. Spend hours exploring fun exhibits together. Build and program your own robot. Design and ride a roller coaster. Engineer and test your own launching device and more. Immerse yourself in exciting new worlds in the largest IMAX dome screen in the West. Get tickets now at thetech.org. That's thetech.org. The Tech Interactive, where science meets fun for everyone.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Jumpstart your savings with Commonwealth Central Credit Union. We'll even help you get started by giving you $200 when you open our high-yield GTKY savings account. Whether you want to build emergency savings, save for a big purchase, or put money aside for a special event, we're here to help you reach your financial goals. Jumpstart your savings with $200 from Commonwealth. Visit wealthcu.org and enter promo code JUMPSTART. Federally insured by NCUA. Certain restrictions apply. Visit website for complete details.
By the Saints for a touchdown.
It's your inside pass to everything Saints football.
And the kick is good.
We'll take you to places most fans never go.
We'll watch from 60.
To practice, to the sideline, to the locker room. Following every twist, turn, and touchdown of the 2022 season.
That is going to be a touchdown. Taysom Hill. Taysom TD.
Welcome to Inside Black and Gold.
And that is going to be a touchdown again. And guess who? Mike Thomas.
Now, here are your hosts, Steve Geller and Jeff Nowak.
Oh, baby!
Welcome into Inside Black and Gold. Steve Geller along with Jeff Nowak bringing you the latest and greatest on the Saints, who are
mostly latest.
who go into this week 13 with still hope of winning the division. I can't believe we're saying that, Jeff.
Yeah. And so this is going to be primarily a mailbag, but that's a good thing to mention. Let's reset the division race right now. Let's reset it, right?
The wonderful NFC South.
As stupid as it is, the Saints still have a chance at this division and like a good chance. Like not just like, oh, well, maybe they can hang around. If they beat the Bucs this week, they are a half game out of the division lead with a tiebreaker over Atlanta, who doesn't look like they can beat anybody. So yeah, so right now, no one in the division has a winning record. Buccaneers 5-6. They have a win over the Saints. So if the Saints go to Tampa and lose, that'll pretty much wrap it up. Like,
yeah,
if they
agree.
Can't win that game and they are 4-9 and they are 2 games back of the Bucs without the tiebreaker, which would mean they are effectively 3 games back of the Bucs. That'd pretty much stick a fork in them. Like, mathematically, they won't be eliminated, but they'll be eliminated. And I will stop talking about this. I will stop forcing you to have to think about whether they can make it. But if they do, if they can go in there and beat the Bucs, which, you know, the Bucs are losing everybody. The Bucs lost to the Browns with a Jacoby Brissett as their quarterback. So, like, you know, and the Saints have gone in there and won easily the last 2 years. You know, they won with Taysom Hill as the quarterback. So it's not outside the realm of possibility. And the Saints are getting healthier right now. Dennis Allen told us that Marshon Lattimore has a potential to play. Last week, I don't think it was really on the table. Like, he got back to practice and that was a positive thing, but I don't think anyone really anticipated he had a chance to play. And this week he said it's going to be based on how much he can do in practice. So maybe he's able to get back out there. And as we all know, he likes to lock Mike Evans in prison for all of those matchups. And that will be an emotional one. I'm sure he wants to get back for that game, because if you remember in week two, Mike Evans took a cheap shot on him and they both got ejected. So that's going to be a game Marshawn wants to get back out there for. But anyway, Bucks 5-6, Falcons 5-7, Panthers 4-8, and the Saints in the cellar, actually number four in the division at 4-8, because they lose the tiebreaker to the Panthers. Like, the fact that the Panthers keep winning games is like, if you're a Panthers fan, you're gonna be like, Jesus, guys, can you just stop? We need a quarterback, and you're losing us our draft pick here.
You're not helping, yeah, your draft status at all, which is wild. And I don't know. I mean, and their third different quarterback of the year.
Yeah, Sam Darnold is not the answer. Baker Mayfield is not the answer. PJ Walker is not the answer. They don't even have a head coach right now, and they're out there winning games when they should be tanking it, which good for them. Like, good for the players, right? Like, I always appreciate that when a team that should be tanking and the front office is like passively tanking, right? Like, they're trading Christian McCaffrey. Like, that's that. Like, you, when you're talking about tanking, no one ever goes to the players and says, lose this game, unless you're maybe the Dolphins, right? Like, no one ever goes to the players and says, guys, no, lose, please lose. No, they make moves that make it very difficult for you to win, like trading away the star running back, right? Trading away Robbie Anderson. You know, you're the pieces that help you win. And the Panthers are winning in spite of that, or at least, you know, they've won. They have not, I wouldn't say 4-8 is a great record, but like, they go out there and they're competitive. They're winning games. They beat the Bucks. They, you know, they should have beat the Falcons. They won this past week. And so good for them. They deserve credit for that, because that's a shitty situation they're in and they're making the most of it. That said, I can't imagine a scenario where they finish better than like 5-10 or 5-12, right? Like, so the Saints shouldn't have to worry about them. They have the first half of the tiebreaker against the Falcons, a team that is still inexplicably starting Marcus Mariota and does not have Kyle Pitts anymore. So like, that's a team that you should be able to move past. I'm not worried about them. I'm really just worried about the Bucks. And so you go in there, and if you beat the Bucks and you end up being a half game out of the division lead, the Bucks are 2-1 against the division. The Saints are 1-2 against the division. So that's the secondary tiebreaker, right? So if you're 1-1 against each other, it goes to the secondary tiebreaker, which would be division record. And so that would be tied. And so then, you know, it goes down the line, but you're right there. And it's a matter of, okay, can you beat the Falcons and the Panthers to close out the season? And can the Bucks win their final two division games to close out the season? And so that's where you end up. And that's right where you want to be. If it would be no different than if you were 8-4 right now and the Bucks were 9-3, you would feel you would be in the same boat. And so, yeah, that is the wild thing about this season, is as awful as the Saints have been, they are right there.
Yeah. And you look at the Bucks, who they have left after the Saints game on Monday night. They've got to go to San Francisco. They host Cincinnati. So those are obviously two tough matchups there. And then it's kind of Arizona, Carolina, Atlanta. So there's a chance, obviously, for this Bucks team to have a little bit of a falter when you have the Niners coming up after the Saints and also Cincinnati. And I know the Saints have some tough matchups, though, too, having to go to Philadelphia and then a Cleveland team that's going to have Deshaun Watson back on Christmas.
Yeah, and like, you talk about the Saints fracturing in the locker room and whatnot, and like, whether that's going to happen and whether DA can hold the team together. You know, Byron Leftwich is in this first year too, right? Yeah. Byron Leftwich has Tom Brady as his quarterback and a defense that should be built to win and offensive playmakers up the wazoo. Like, that's a team that would be at risk of fracturing too. I would argue a bigger risk of fracturing, because, you know, this is a team that can't say like, oh, we don't know who our quarterback is, right?
So, and supposedly there's a report that Leftwich and Brady don't talk.
Yeah, I believe it. Well, but I mean, like, Byron Leftwich is a defensive guy, just like DA is a defensive guy. So like, you know, it's like, that team falls to 5-7, and you're going to tell me that you feel like they are in better shape to try to win this division down the stretch than the Saints are? I don't think so. And I go back to the idea that, like, this team isn't fracturing. I think they are sticking together, which, you know, it seems weird to say based on how things have gone, but I do feel like they have. And just winning one game against the division will feel like we're right there. And so, you know, as annoying as that is, and I know that's annoying to hear for fans, like, I know it, and I feel I'm annoyed at myself for sure. Saying it. Like, I get it. But, like, all you can say is, like, okay, worst case scenario, there's meaningful football to watch and the second half of the season, in the worst season that you can remember in decades, there's meaningful football to watch. And I mean, that's all you can ask for to some extent, right? Like, if they get into the playoffs as the four seed, no one's going to wonder about, like, wow, what if they had won 10 games instead of 7, right? So, you know, that's good. That's kind of the reset of the division race.
Yeah, and I agree with you. It's annoying to talk about, but it is what it is. The Saints, and it's not just mathematically. Now, obviously, the Saints are still very much in it for the division, but this is definitely a must-win Monday night.
Yeah, right. Like, mathematically, when you say, like, oh, they're not mathematically eliminated, that's you saying, like, well, yeah, there's virtually no chance. In this case, it's like, all they have to do is win a couple games. And, like, while that seems like a simple thing, they haven't been able to do it. But, all right, let's wrap up that there, and we'll come back and hit the mailbag really quick here on Inside Black and Gold.
Get dressy women and ye men in Tommy John each day. Remember, it's the perfect gift to give this holiday.
With over 18 million pairs sold to good boys and girls just like you, Tommy John is rearing in this softness season with a gift to those who made my nice list. You deserve a special gift of Tommy John underwear and loungewear.
One day for all throughout the land, Tommy John's gladly worn underwear and loungewear upon each blessed morn, making everyone comfy whose body they adorn. Give Tommy John for comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Give Tommy John for comfort and joy.
This holiday season, make everyone in your family that much more comfortable with the holiday gift of Tommy John underwear and loungewear. For the holidays, get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/victory. 20% off at TommyJohn.com/victory. See site for details.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!